Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Reynaud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Jamison reaches second base with a double. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jamison moves to third. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Speaker moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jamison scores. Speaker scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons bunts for a single. Lamar moves to second. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive to right field. Lee throws towards third. Lutsk fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lutsk. Lamar scores. Simmons scores. Welch goes all the way around to score. Perkins moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lutsk. Perkins scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schott moves to second. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Schott moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Schott scores. Jameson moves to third. Lee moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Grove moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Athletics. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Lamar reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Lamar scores. It's 8-3, Athletics. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Welch reaches third base with a triple. Simmons scores. It's 9-3, Athletics. James Edwards now pitching. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Welch tags and scores. One out. It's 10-3, Athletics. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-1 in the game. Poole hits a line drive into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Lutsk takes first base on ball 4. Raynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naud is 0-for-1 in the game. Naud hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lutsk moves to second. James Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Klugman now playing second base. Chick Fuchter now playing third base. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jameson hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lee takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Speaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lamar hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Klugman, and into shallow right field. Lamar reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball towards right. Lee catches it and throws to third to double up. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Welch moves to second. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-2 in the game. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove fires to first and has Sewell trapped. There's the throw to Galloway, who tags Sewell for the out. One out. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grove strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Raynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Note hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. James Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Welch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Simmons scores. 2 outs. It's 11-3, Athletics. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-3 in the game. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lee takes first base on ball four. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Lee for the double play. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 3 in the game. Galloway bunts towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grove strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bishop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 12-3, Athletics. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0 for 1 in the game. Klugman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simmons, who is chasing the ball. Klugman reaches third base with a triple. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 12-4, Athletics. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klugman scores. It's 12-5, Athletics. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Note hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fuchter moves to second. George Uhel pinch hits for James Edwards. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fuchter moves to third. Node moves to second. Two outs. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Fuchter scores. Node scores. Lee moves to third. It's 12-7, Athletics. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 4 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Luther Roy now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simmons. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Welch moves to second. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-4 in the game. Poole hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-4 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Sewell strikes out. One out. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Klugman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat McNulty pinch hits for Chick Fuchter. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty strikes out. Two outs. Raynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Note bunts towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.